Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today in episode 706, we're going to talk about the three best ways to save time when you build a lot of WordPress websites. So you got your company going, everything's rocking and rolling, clients are starting to flood in, and all of a sudden you're overwhelmed. Holy cow, what in the heck is going on? I've got all these websites to build. Well, there are some things that you can do that can expedite that process. And we've got three tips that we're going to recommend. Obviously, this is not the end-all, be-all. There's probably a million more tips that you can add in. You just got to figure out what your process is. But these are some of the base foundational things that can save you a ton of time. Tim, should I dive into number one? You take two and three?
Sounds great.
All right. So first thing you can do, what we'll recommend is, you know, you're going to use certain plugins, maybe a child theme or maybe a theme for all of your websites that you build because you're going to want to become as efficient as you can. So we're page builder companies. Divi is the theme that we've been using all these years, and we also create child themes, Tim's company and my company. So we have a lot of things at our disposal, but in the beginning, we really didn't. What you can do, however, though, is set up a bare-bones site, because all client sites are going to be different. Create yourself a template, install the plugins, set your settings, your default settings. If you're going to use a child theme, use a child theme. We do recommend using a child theme, by the way. And have all of that stuff set up to where you can just, you can go. And there are many different ways that you can set this up. You can set this template up and at the hosting level. If you develop locally, you know, desktop server, they all have this stuff is built in. You can get it really quick. You've even got cloud-based up like WP Layouts. Our company creates Elegant Themes, just launched there. Divi Cloud, I think, is what it is if you're a Divi user and stuff. Or even migration plugins like all-in-one WP migration. You can have that template and just import a file, and you've got everything at your fingertips within a matter of minutes. So highly recommend you create a template, and who knows, maybe one day we'll write that document, that process about how to do that, Tim, for the new news.
Definitely. Yeah. So the next way to save time when building a lot of WordPress websites is to use a page builder. Most people these days, okay, I shouldn't say that. A lot of people, page builders are incredibly popular. They represent the biggest market share within WordPress. And so whether it's Divi, Elementor, Beaver Builder, Oxygen, there's so many now. But page builders are a fantastic way to save a ton of time building a WordPress website because it's drag and drop, it's visual, and they come pre-packed with a bunch of layouts, and then just the way that they're designed is for efficiency. Divi Special has so many efficiency tools built in where you can do find and replace, so you can easily try out styles. You can do multi-select, so you can change a bunch of different blurbs all at once. And so there's all these efficiency tools that make building WordPress websites so much quicker than the old way, using a traditional theme that has limited settings, or you have to hack the PHP to get the template that you want, and so to speak. So page builder is huge. The next one on our list for saving a ton of time when building WordPress websites is to use great software and hardware. So don't cheap out. There's a lot of really cheap hosting. There's a lot of free plugins, but you get what you pay for. And so I'm not saying to only use the most expensive things, but I'm just saying be aware of the fact that you get what you pay for. And so, and you might wonder, how does that affect productivity? But it all comes down to how much time you have to spend in support tickets, how much time you have to spend troubleshooting. So if you have solid software that's backed by great companies, even if you have to pay for it, you're going to get the help that you need when you need it. And same thing with hardware at the hosting level. Don't use crappy hosting. You shouldn't be spending more money on your one day of coffee than you do on a month's worth of WordPress hosting. Like, that's just not something that should be happening. So.
That's a great example, actually. That is a really good example, because people get stuck with, oh, I want the cheapest as possible, but yet they'll spend ungodly amounts of money on things, but not invest in their business. Great, great tips and topics. Tomorrow we've got another great topic. What social platforms, I think, I went too far in the spreadsheet, Tim. Should you raise your prices for inflation? God knows there's a lot of that stuff going on lately, and the economy is kind of sketch. So we're going to discuss that tomorrow in episode 707. Till tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.